And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Allen?
The dishes are piling up in the kitchen. Will you please take care of them?
Oh, I'll do that, Jack.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I don't think Eugene wants to mess up his suit.
Oh, good point. It's an awfully nice suit.
A very nice suit.
Now, help me remember, why is Eugene wearing a suit today?
Funny, the reason escapes me. Eugene, why are you wearing a suit today?
Droll, Miss Kendall. Very droll.
Oh, yes, that's right. Katrina's father is coming in today, isn't he?
Oh, that's right. Katrina and her father are coming to pick up Eugene for lunch. Isn't that right, Eugene?
I believe a suit is appropriate attire when meeting a successful businessman such as Katrina's father.
Oh, yes, if you want everything to be just right.
Precisely.
Which explains why you're rearranging the straws for the fourth time. Huh?
And folded and refolded the napkins 7 times.
And cleaned off.
I believe you've both made your point. With all due respect, you should form a comedy duo and take it on the proverbial road.
Why don't you just admit it, Eugene? You're nervous.
Well, perhaps.
Which raises an interesting question. Why are you nervous about meeting Katrina's father, Eugene? Hmm? I thought you and Katrina were only friends.
Yeah, friends.
Yes, so we are. But, as I have just said, Mr. Shanks is a successful businessman, and as I'm not inclined to hobnob with such men very often, I may be a tad nervous, if only because I am, so to speak, out of my element.
Uh-huh. Eugene, you're not going to rearrange the money in the cash register again, are you?
No, sir. I was just,
Look, why don't you go up to the Bible room and work on the Samson and Delilah display? You won't get messy. And I'll call you when Katrina and her father get here.
An excellent idea.
Now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, Bridget starts classes at Campbell College, and a familiar face is waiting.
Hi, Candy. I need you to do something for me.
Candy has plans to use Bridget's connection to Renee.
You want to bond with her, right? You should definitely ask her to be your mentor.
Isn't that a little manipulative?
If you're doing it right.
You said you were looking for volunteers for a fundraiser?
I am.
How will Bridget navigate these tricky relationships? Find out now, only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
All right, come on now, you pillars, cooperate. We can't have Samson pulling down crooked pillars. Greetings and salutations, Mr. Shanks. No, too bright. Hello, Mr. Shanks. Is hello too formal? Hi, Mr. Shanks. Hi, Armitage. No. It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Mr. Shanks. Oh, too grovelly.
Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Allen?
Katrina and her father are here. I'm sending them up.
All right. All right. Thank you. They're coming up. They're on their way, even as I speak. Did you hear that, Pillars? You must straighten up. Can't have crooked pillars. Samson was supposed to bring down the temple, not I. Oh, no. Look at this mess. My suit. It's not possible.
Eugene?
Katrina. Oh, no.
Eugene, where are... Oh, there you are.
Greetings.
What happened?
You could say that I brought down the house.
So I see. Well, I'd like you to meet my father, Armitage. Daddy, this is Eugene.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Eugene.
As am I, Mr. Shanks. That is to say, it's a pleasure to salute you, sir. I mean, likewise, I'm sure. If you understand my meaning.
Yes, Eugene, shall we go to lunch?
Maybe Eugene would like to clean himself up a little first. Huh? I'm not sure he wants to go to this particular restaurant looking like he just got out of a drywall contest.
Precisely. Allow me a moment to vacuum myself off.
We'll wait here.
An excellent idea. Oh, boy. Drywall contest. It's quite amusing.
So, that's the infamous Eugene, huh? It's going to be an interesting lunch.
Now, Daddy.
Oh, you watch and see. Something will happen.
Oops.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'm terribly sorry. I can't imagine what's become of my basic motor skills today.
No, it's fine, Eugene. It's only water. Here, use my napkin.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want some more water, Eugene?
No, thank you. Perhaps I'll just wring my trousers back into the cup.
My daughter tells me you're a part-time graduate student and employee at the college.
Yes, sir. Our department has a 5-year grant to produce statistics related to, any number of topics needed for research.
No, a grant, huh? Sponging off the taxpayers, then.
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
Daddy.
I suppose you're on some kind of a scholarship, too.
Well, as part of the grant, yes.
See? I think students should make their own way through college. I did.
Daddy, that's nonsense, and you know it.
Tell me, Eugene, when are you going to get a real job?
Mr. Shanks, I'd like to believe I do have a real job.
Just what I was afraid of. He'll be one of those career academics.
Will there be anything else?
Just the bill, please.
Mr. Shanks, before we embark on the ritualistic, no, I'll get it debate over the check, I'd like to insist here and now that I shall pay for it.
Okay.
No, really, I insist. It's only right that... Oh, thank you.
Your check.
Thank you, garçon. I'll simply give you a,
Eugene, what?
Just a moment. I can't seem to find my, wallet.
Oh, dear. Does your jacket have an inside pocket?
Yes, but it's not there. I must have left it on the sink at Wits End when I was cleaning myself off. I'm sorry. And once again, I'm painfully embarrassed.
Here you go, waiter. Just put it on my card.
Thank you, Mr. Shanks.
I've been paying you through my tax dollars. I guess it doesn't hurt to pay for your lunch either.
Daddy!
Indeed. Well, here we are. Thank you again for lunch.
No problem.
I'll call you later, okay, Eugene?
Yes, thank you. Farewell.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting.
What was that all about?
What do you mean?
All that nonsense you were saying at lunch.
Nonsense?
Daddy, you don't believe a word you were saying. Why were you trying to humiliate Eugene?
Oh, I wasn't trying to humiliate him. I was just... testing him, that's all.
Testing him?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what he's made of.
Oh, Daddy, I can't believe you sometimes.
He'll get over it. I know the type. I'm just some boor he'll forget as soon as he's back at his computer.
Well, I wish that were true. What was a little test to you is probably a major upset to Eugene.
But why? If he's just a friend meeting a friend's father.
Yes.
Unless, of course, he isn't just a friend. Katrina?
I suppose he's more than a friend, yes.
More? Like, how much more? A little bit more? A moderate amount more? A whole lot more?
What are you asking me?
I'm asking you to tell me the truth. What exactly are your feelings for Eugene?
Well, if one had to be exact, you know, perfectly candid, I love him. Oh, Daddy, I didn't want to say that.
Why not? If you love him, then you love him. Does he love you?
Well, I'm not certain, but I believe so.
Then what's going on? What's with this cat and mouse game you're playing?
What do you mean?
Come now, Katrina. You're too intelligent for this. Why don't you just spell out how you feel and get on with it?
Because it's complicated.
Oh, Katrina, doing my taxes is complicated. Getting two people who love each other together isn't complicated.
I don't expect you to fully appreciate this, Daddy, but as a Christian, I believe it would be a terrible mistake for me to become entangled in a deep relationship with someone who isn't a Christian. And Eugene isn't, and he shows no interest in becoming one.
I see. Now, believe it or not, I do appreciate your feelings. But that's beside the point. Right now, I'm concerned about what this relationship or non-relationship is doing to you.
Doing to me?
Oh, hon, you may not notice, but others have. I noticed it the moment I saw you. You look pale and nervous. The strain of being near Eugene but not having him is wearing on you. You're wrung out. Need I ask how your studies at school are going?
Well, they're not as good as they've been.
Grades?
Well, lower than what I know I can do, Daddy.
Well, thank you for being honest. Now, I'll be equally honest. I don't see how you can go on like this. Either you and Eugene come to an agreement about moving your relationship forward, or you give up the relationship with him completely. I don't see how you have any other choice.
Oh, Daddy, I've thought about that, and I've reached the same conclusion time and time again. But I don't have the strength to do it. Daddy, you don't know what it's like.
Oh, I do, honey, I do. And I'm here to help you. Maybe it's time for a new strategy.
It was a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. I couldn't have left a worse impression.
Eugene, sit down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Allen, but I'm agitated to the point where sitting down would be counterproductive.
Okay, then pace to your heart's content.
Thank you. I shall. It was a disaster, an unmitigated disaster, a disaster pure and simple, a disaster of biblical proportions.
I wish I knew what to say, Eugene. Frankly, I've never seen you like this, and I have to wonder what's behind it.
Behind it?
You met your friend's father, and it didn't go very well. It happens. You'll probably never see him again anyway, so just shrug and go on.
Just shrug and go on? You jest, Mr. Allen. How can I simply circulate my shoulders and return to normal everyday activities when the father of the woman
Yes, you were about to say?
I was about to say, the woman I...
Mr. Allen... You love her.
Indeed. Why does this scene seem so familiar?
Beats me. It's not one I've played before.
I suppose I have. I feel like a wind-up toy in a box, banging and crashing from one wall to the next, but never getting out of the box, simply hitting the same walls over and over and over and over and over.
Eugene, I get the picture. You're feeling boxed in.
And precisely.
So, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not certain I can do anything. You see, I respect Katrina's Christianity too much to proceed with a relationship that might, put undue pressure on it.
So you're telling me you're stuck, right?
Correct.
You can't move forward and you can't move back.
Correct.
Sounds like another relationship you're dealing with.
I beg your pardon?
Eugene... I'm going to make a wild guess here, and it's none of my business, so you're welcome to tell me to keep my nose out of it, but...
Mr. Allen, I welcome anything you have to say.
It sounds to me like your relationship with Katrina can't go anywhere unless something drastically changes.
I suppose so.
The question is, are you prepared for a drastic change?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Daddy.
Sit down right here next to me, and let's hope this dinner is better than our lunch was.
So, how was Connellsville?
Oh, fine, the usual. Nickel-and-dime arguments over contract details. How was your afternoon?
I had my Bible study with Connie.
How was that?
Good. Well, but not very good. I mean, it was helpful, but not very encouraging.
Are you going to clue me in as to what you're talking about?
It's Eugene.
I figured.
The situation seems so hopeless, Daddy.
Not hopeless, Katrina. No situation is hopeless. It's like I told you, we just need a new strategy, that's all.
I'm all ears.
Glad to hear it, because I've come up with an idea.
Oh?
I've been giving it a lot of thought this afternoon.
Huh?
Katrina, I want you to move back home and go to the university there.
What?
I'm serious. It's the best thing for you to do. I think you should leave Odyssey.
Hey, you over there, I have a special invitation just for you. It's an invitation to this super cool secret club. Well, it's not really a secret. Actually, I'm trying to tell everybody about it because it's so amazing. What is it? The Adventures in Odyssey Club, of course. When you join, you'll get access to over 1,000 episodes. Some of them are even club exclusives. You'll get behind-the-scenes content and devotionals and games and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. And, sorry, I'll slow down now. I just get so excited talking about Adventures in Odyssey Club. Well, if you want to see what it's all about, head over to adventuresinodyssey.com. Don't be shy. That's adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Eugene, what are you doing here so late? I thought you went home ages ago.
Oh, yes. Well, I wanted to repair and reprogram the Samson display. The temple, as you may have noticed, seems determined to fall down before he pulls on the pillars.
Well, we certainly can't have that, can we? May I help?
Oh, actually, you could hold Samson in place while I rewire the tops of the pillars.
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, what a character he turned out to be.
Beg your pardon?
Samson.
Oh, yeah.
Just looking at him reminds me of the story. Supernatural strength from God, and what did he do with it? Threw it away for a woman from another faith.
Excuse me, but I'm not certain I understand the connection. Yes, he was betrayed by a woman, but I'm not sure what her faith had to do with it.
Well, not her faith so much as his faith. Poor old Samson had a wandering eye. By committing himself to people of other faiths, it caused him to forget his own faith, the source of his strength.
Could you move a little to the right, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Allen?
I was wondering if there have been any new developments with Katrina.
No, I haven't seen her since our lunch. I believe she's having dinner with her father tonight. Little surprise that I wasn't invited.
I've been thinking a lot about your relationship with Katrina.
Well, as have I.
You know, of course, there are similarities between what's happening to her and the story of Samson.
Ah, I assumed there was a connection, though I assumed that I would be more like Delilah to Katrina Samson. I would be the one who distracts Katrina from her faith.
Maybe. Or maybe she's distracting you from yours.
Now, there's a twist I didn't expect. To what are you referring?
Well, I'm just wondering if she's distracting you from the faith you should have. How can I put this without seeming so... Well, you see, the bigger question beyond your relationship with Katrina is your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's been my observation that, like you can't move forward or backward with Katrina, you're in the same position with Jesus.
In what way?
Well, you can't make a decision one way or another because you don't have to. You're so sympathetic and reasonable, and everyone here at Wits End is reasonable, and you don't have to take any action. We just drift along, hoping for the best.
What are you suggesting, Mr. Allen?
Well, I said earlier that something drastic may have to happen to move your relationship with Katrina. I think the same is true for your relationship with Jesus.
When you say drastic, what specifically do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. But it could be anything.
Just a moment. Who is it?
It's me, Katrina.
Katrina, what a surprise. Your father isn't with you, is he?
No. I'm sorry to bother you so late.
Oh, is it late? I hadn't noticed. Please, come in.
Thank you.
Katrina, I am so sorry about what happened at lunch. I couldn't be more embarrassed.
No, don't worry about it. Daddy's as responsible for it as anyone. Eugene, I came here for a reason.
Oh?
Yes, and there's no sense in prolonging it, so I'll just get right to the point. Okay, here goes. I came to say that I think we've toyed around with our relationship long enough. I love you, Eugene.
Katrina!
And I hope I'm not wrong in assuming that you feel the same way I do.
Oh, of course I do. I'll say it myself. I love you, Katrina. From the moment I met you,
No, Eugene! Look, It won't be constructive to recount those feelings now.
But I thought that...
That we love each other, right? But we're in a dilemma. And I think you know that.
Yes, I suppose I do. I've been thinking about it all evening.
Me too. And it would seem that unless you become a Christian, there's no going forward in this relationship.
I have surmised as much.
So I assume that you have no desire to become a Christian now.
Katrina, if only out of my genuine love for you, I might say yes, and even go through the motions. But that would betray us both. So, sadly, I have no intention of becoming a Christian.
I didn't believe so, but I'd hope.
Perhaps I will one day. I can't honestly say.
Yes, perhaps you will. But I'm not certain you can while... Not like this. Not while you're wrapped up in such a safe and reasonable blanket.
Reasonable? Have you been talking to Mr. Allen?
No, I've just been thinking. Maybe the problem has been us. Me, even Whit, Connie, Jack, Wit's End, all of us.
Well, how so?
We've given you a very safe and reasonable environment. One that doesn't demand anything of you. It's as if you've been inoculated against Christianity, like the flu. You've been given enough of a dose in order to become immune to it. You've had just enough Christianity to become immune to its impact.
Well, I haven't thought of it that way. But I must nervously ask where this conversation is now taking us. You seem to have reached some sort of a conclusion.
Yes, I have. My conclusion is that I need to get out of the way so God can deal with you directly, on his own terms.
What?
No more comfort, Eugene. No more easy way out. No more hiding behind the faith of the faithful.
I shudder to think what that means. Are you going to stop having lunch with me? Are you going to cease our occasional phone conversations? Are you planning to stay away from Wit's End from now on?
Yes, I am.
No, Katrina, we're two adults. We can sort this out. You really
Eugene,
have to rethink
Eugene,
this.
Eugene, it's already sorted out. I'm leaving Odyssey.
What?
I'm going home to be with my family.
No!
Yes.
No!
Eugene, I've prayed really hard about it, and this is the only way.
Katrina, please!
Eugene, please don't. It's all going to work out in the end, but for now, I'm really sorry, but I have to go. Goodbye.
Katrina, wait! No, it can't be. Katrina.
Okay, Daddy, we can go now.
How did you take it?
I never want to do anything like that again for as long as I live.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, I really am. You both must be heartbroken. But it's the right thing to do, you know that.
Yeah, it is. In ways I can't imagine now.
Throughout the Bible, we read about how God dealt with people in very unique and individual ways. He gave a shepherd named David victory over a giant, spoke to Joseph through dreams, and whispered to the prophet Elijah. Jesus called Peter from his fishing nets, spoke to a Samaritan woman at a well, and met Paul as a blinding light on the road to Damascus. The message is clear. God deals with each one of us in very specific ways through his word, the people we meet, and the things that happen to us. The most important part is how we react to God and the choice we make when He calls us. We'll see in the weeks ahead how Eugene responds to this new turn of events in his life. You know, we love getting letters from you about today's program or anything you want to tell us about. So why don't you pick up a pen and paper and send me a note now? Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C.,
V6B4G3. And don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called The Turning Point. That address again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Turning Point was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.